Hi, everyone. This is Jordana Baracha from drinkitin_Jordana. Also, you could find me at jordanatorah.com or on Facebook at Jordana Baracha. You'll find me, I'm sure. I want to thank you so much for joining us for this series on wisdom from the desert. Even going back now, I feel like I should have called it wisdom from the wilderness. That, you know, the two W's, that probably would have been more apropos, but that's okay. This is series is seven parts, and today's the last part in the series. We are finishing up Sefer Bamidbar. I can't believe it. We're also catching up. Can you believe we're catching up with Eretz Yisrael? We're all on the same page finally. But I'm going to focus on the first parsha of this Shabbat for the people in Chutz La'aretz, people in the diaspora outside of the land, and I want to focus on Matos. That's really what I want to focus on. And let's give a little bit of a background, and then we're going to give a little bit of a punch, a drink it in, powerful punch to this concept that I want to discuss with you. So Parsha Matos opens up with the laws of vows, nidarim, making a neder, and the importance of keeping our word. And Moshe instructs the leaders of the different tribes, and he says, if you are going to do something, keep your word. I'm going to read that pasuk to you. I want to read it to you in Hebrew and say it to you. Ish ki yador neder l'Hashem, ohu shva shvua, la'asur isar al nafsho, lo yachel dvaro. And we're going to focus on that word, yachel dvaro, v'chol hayotze mipiv ya'aseh. So this is in chapter 30, verse 3. If a man will take a vow to Hashem or swear an oath, to establish a prohibition upon himself, he shall not desecrate his word according to whatever comes from his mouth shall he do. So we're going to focus on that phrase, yachel, in a second, but I just want to give a whole overview for it. So basically, in general, our word is our bond, and it's a way that we connect to God. Speech in general is so powerful. It really is what separates us from animals. You know, if you're trying to teach a child not to hit, what do we always say? Use your words. And when we say to a child, use your words, or even if, unfortunately, sometimes you might have to tell an adult, use your words, it's your words. It's something that you have. It's the power that human beings have that animals don't have. Animals are going to react based on instinct. We as humans can think. We have the power to think, process, and then verbalize what is going on in our brains, as opposed to animals do not have that gift. So that's really the defining difference between us and animals. That's what elevates us as a Tzelem Elokim, that we have the capability to use our words. Our speech creates reality. Another concept. You know, when we talk about that the world was created in 10 ma'amarim, Baruch she'amar v'haya olam. God, Baruch is God. God spoke and there was a world. God could have thought the world out, but by the fact that he uses his dibor, Kadosh Baruch Hu actually said to the words, when the words come out of our mouths, it brings the speech to reality. It brings the thought process and brings it down to reality. You know, it's you ever hear that famous story also of the Lashon Hara story, the evil speech story, the negative speech story where a person said that they spoke ill of someone else and they wanted to know how to correct it. And basically the rabbi told him to take a pillow and throw all the feathers out of the pillow. And after he threw all the feathers out, he says, now go collect all those feathers. He says, how am I supposed to collect all the feathers? They flew all over the place. And the rabbi said to him, exactly, that's what words are like. When you speak ill of someone else, your words just fly all over the place. You can't retrieve them. It's so important for us to think, because as soon as we allow the words to come out of our mouths, they become a reality, whether it's positive or negative. They become positive or negative energies in this world. As it says, death and life are in our tongue. Mishlei explains that. A person has the power to bring life or death to a person just by their speech. And then it says that God blew life into Adam. And what was that life? That nefesh chaya, that's the capability that we have, the spirit, to then be God-like and have speech. So I want to really focus on speech here and this one verse that we started off with, which I think is crucial, and that's the concept of lo yachel. Okay, it's very interesting when you look at that phrase, don't violate the word, and you must do what you say. The parsha is concerned with a man who makes a vow. And our commentators explain this
as a call to all of us, to you and to I, to seriously consider our words that come out of our mouths. What does it really mean not to violate your words? So Rashi explains in depth, and he clarifies and says, you will not violate. Yachel can also come from the word profane, to desecrate. Yachalel. And that's how, quite often you read English translations. It's not a translation. I just FYI on this. It's a pet peeve of mine. It's not necessarily a pure translation. It's really a commentary. As soon as you translate it from its natural language, its original language, as soon as you think you are translating, you quite often are giving a commentary. So that's what happens. That's when I read it to you in English, I read it as desecrate, but that's Rashi is explaining as desecrate. Some people explain it as violate. What is fascinating in this definition that Rashi gives is just as there's a chilul Shabbat, desecrating Shabbos, there's also chilul dibur, desecrating our speech. We profane our speech by not doing what we say. So it's not just like, okay, you cursed, God forbid, or you spoke about something inappropriate. Just the fact that you don't keep to what you say, that is desecrating your word. You can promise things to your children and forget about your promises. Or you commit to all kinds of things to your friends, you make commitments, or even commitments you've made to yourself, and you don't follow through, that would be considered chilul dibur. So of the exact moment before they're entering the land of Israel, look what Moshe Rabbeinu is reminding us. He's reminding us to build a culture where our word is our word, and not to make any words light, trivial, and definitely do not profane them. Do not desecrate our words. Remember, a word is a word, whether to someone else or even, and more powerfully, the words and vows we make to ourselves. So that's our last in the series of wisdom from the desert. Great wisdom that we've shared every single week. If you enjoyed this, please look out for me on drinkitin_Jordana on Instagram. If you don't have that, you could connect to me at jordanatorah.com or through Sheer Enjoyment. If you enjoyed this, feel free to contact Sheer Enjoyment and sponsor a class. You could gain so much. You could sponsor for Refuah, for Aliyah V'Neshama, for Yeshua, whatever you might want to sponsor it for. It's all available at your fingertips. Looking forward to a new series next week. You're going to have to look out for the flyer to know what we're going to be discussing next week. Looking forward. Have a wonderful Shabbat.